Okay.
Not the chavos.
Don't feel it.
Okay, so so the chudas I wanted to discuss. I wanted to finish the sugya of tonight about masna, which is b'makayday. Is the sugya of masna shemer chinam liyuske shemer sachar, or masna shemer sachar liyuske shemer chinam, which is the sugya of adding or limiting the liability that a person may have as a shemer. And I'd like to just talk through. We went through the ikarim of the sugya already last week, that a chayv to go ahead and add on to the chiyuvim that you have even without a kinyan, as long as you stay within the realm of shmira, masa shemachina liyuske shemer sachar, masa shemachina liyuske shayel, because vahi ano tekemhem nalei gamaru mishabed liyashay, and you have the ability fashteitzav to limit your liability. And that's because mechila always works even without a kinyan, and a person has the ability to pater himself from achrayis. I want to really start from there, that the braisa says on daf tzadi dalad amud aleph in bav metzia that masa shemer sachar liyuske shemer chinam, masa shayel liyuske shemer chinam. So it says avada that it works, that a shemer has the ability to limit the liability that he has. And that's something that we do, that shomerim do kaseder. They don't know that they need a mamdus to do it b'chlal. They say, fine, I'll take it, but on achrayis. That's what people always say. So the first shaila that we have to be mavar over here is, when a person says on achrayis, how far does that go? What does it mean when they say on achrayis? Well, Maisa, there's Hagoyis Hashri that makes things not so pashut. Hagoyis Hashri brings from Rabbeinu Baruch that when you have a shemer, what's halach by hisna shemer chinam liyas patul legamri? That's basically a shemer chinam that says that he doesn't want to have achrayis. So the Rabbeinu Baruch is back from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says shemer chinam eno nishva. Fact Rabbeinu Baruch, why doesn't it say shemer chinam eno mishalim? So it's not Rabbeinu Baruch that the pshat is that a shemer chinam can't pater himself from pain because the siba that's mechayiv the shemer chinam to pay is always pshia, and the shemer chinam has no ability to pater himself from a pshia. That's what the Hagoyis Hashri brings down from Rabbeinu Baruch. So it comes out, it's a very big chiddush, that you have no ability, once you become a shemer, you have no ability to go ahead and pater yourself from a massive of pshia. What's in the kuta? So I want to stress this, because this is something we discussed way, way back in the beginning when we started the halachas of shomrim. One of the things that you need in order to become a shomer is something called kabbalah shmir. That's a zeicher. Just something called kabbalah shmir. Yeah. You have to say that, yeah, I'm going to be a shomer for that person. So if you remember, then we discussed the chuvat marik that says, what the Ksais brings down, that says that if someone asks you to bring something with you, let's say you're going to America, and someone asks you, okay, fine, but can you bring this for me back there? And you say, Hashlecheu Arza, throw it on the ground. So the Marik discusses whether you became a shemer or you don't become a shemer, if you remember. So the Ksais says, when you say Hashlecheu Arza, you're saying you don't want to become a shemer. So Mamei Lavada, there's no achrayis. So I want to just say that. You have to understand, there's two ways to pater yourself from achrayis and shmira. And one way is it's when you make it felt in the kabbalah shmira, which means that you're saying ich bin nicht kein shemer b'chlal, right? Okay, so that's one way. That's not our sugya. Okay, I don't want people to get confused, because when I first learned the sugya, I got confused with all the nekudas of hashchiyu arza and what's going on. That's what everyone does. If it's felt in the Kabbalah, which means that you weren't mekabbling yourself to be a shamer at all, so you're not a shamer. You're saying, I'm not your shamer. I don't want to be your shamer. If I'm not your shamer, so the sugya doesn't start. The sugya of chiyuvim doesn't start the klal. If I'm not a shamer, so I'm taking it, but I'm finished the diner shamer. So memela, out of your pater from anything that happens. Our sugya is a different sugya, where you are a shamer and you want to pater yourself from shia also. It's a whole different sugya. If I accept shmira, that means the kabbalah shmira is in ganzen. Ich bin dein shomer. I'm your shomer, but I want to pater myself from shia. That's using a different mareches. The case of the marik, where the ksoi says that when a guy says hashlecheu arza, I'll pick it up. There, the pshat is why the ksoi says over there, you're pater from everything. You don't have achrayis, is because you never became a shomer on the chefetz. You have to hear this klal. to call it a shtarka nakuda. If you never became a shemer on the chayfetz, so then, of course, you're not going to be chayv if anything happens, where of course there's no achrayz. But our sugya is a whole different sugya. Where avada, you are a shemer. You're a shemer, but you want to pater yourself from chiyuvim. There's a machlekes from Rabbeinu Baruch, and we're going to see right now in the Mordechai from the Rami Rubberg that he says that you can even pater yourself from shia. But a shemer, you're blind. And it could be that makes nafkaminas, like, I mean, what your chiyuvim are klapi the chayfet, it's not chiyuvim, what your responsibility is klapi the chayfet. Forget about the chiyuv hashlumim. But if I say, I'm not your shemer b'chlal in the beginning, so it could be, I'm your shemer, I don't have to go crazy about watching your things. But if I'm your shemer, just like a p'tur tashlumim, then the pshat is that, the chiyuv to be shemer, just I don't have to pay.
Why isn't the stomach that
you're not?
You're not a shemer.
Can you watch this for me? And I say fine. I say fine. This is what people say. I say fine, but on achrayz. That is our sugya today. If you say I'm a chbidishkin shemer, so then you're not a shemer.
Huh? Why would you touch that up as him basically saying that I'm not being a shemer?
No, you are, because you accept a shemir. He didn't say that. That's a problem, right?
No, you are. You want to, because it's not true.
Because the emes is that you are. You are. Most people that take are willing to accept shemir, except they don't want the achrayis to pick. The shaila of the rishonim over here is there such a metzius? People want to be mechadish. You have to understand. People want to be mechadish their own thing, right? Over here. When someone says, I want to be a shamer, but I want to be potter, is there a metzias? Could you be mechadashim? Not to be a shamer, avada is the metzias. But to say that, ich bin a shamer, but on achrayis, there's a machloikis rishonim, whether there's a metzias, yes or no. That's right. You can't say that when a person says I'm a shamer, that he really means to say that I'm not a shamer. That's what you keep on saying. They do. Yeah, I watch it for you, but without a price. That's what people say. Exactly that.
I'll take it for you, but I don't have a price. So he's being a kabbalah shmira. He's saying, I'll take it for you, but I don't want to be a shemer.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No?
I don't agree with you. I think most people that take things are being a kabbalah shmira. Yeah. Take a poll. Right. Kipshuta, the Vard is. My approach always is the Lech Lavi Rai. Kipshuta, he's saying, I'll take it, means that I will be Mekabel Shemira. You're saying that, no, Avada, he never meant to be Mekabel Shemira.
I don't think
that's true. People are willing to do a favor for people and to watch their thing, but they don't want to have the responsibility, they don't have the liability. The question is, right?
Why do you think the pastor Machina is a terror?
Right.
What's it for?
This is what
doesn't get paid, but he's responsible. You used to say, like, why should you ever
be? Why would I do you a favor?
You ask me to be a shamer, and I say yes, then I must say there's no such thing as being a shamer. But I'm saying, good, but the guy who's coming and saying, I don't want to be. If the guy's coming and saying, I'm not a chrayas, I don't want a chrayas, I would say that sounds like a guy saying, I don't want to be a shamer.
No, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure that's correct. Okay, fine. Let me get. I just want you to hear the hafkona that I'm making. I think it's a very important hafkona that I'm making. That's what I'm trying to say. That I don't want you to get confused between two different sugyas over here. There's a sugya of kabbalah shmirah, and there's a sugya of limited liability in shmirah. Okay, that's an akuda I'm trying to drive home over here. Okay, that's the first step. Now, in our sugya, where you are a shamer, you want to limit the liability down to zero. There's a machlekes rishonim what the halacha is. Okay, that's what you have to know. That the Rabbeinu Baruch is medayik from the Mishnah Hazov that it says shamer chinam enu nishba, that the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv for pshia. And the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai brings is a ra, and it brings a raya from the Gemara in Menachos, but by where a guy says he's going to bring a carbon to Beis Chaynov, and Lamaisa he ends up shechting in a Beis Chaynov, and the Gemara says it's kilu he killed it. So the Gemara says that what's a pshat? So the Gemara says the Gemara is mazir because kilu he said I'm an asher in yalav achrayis. So the memelu you're potter. So the Maram Rutenberg brings a raya from there that even for pshia you're potter. Okay. That's the Maram Rutenberg. So it comes out to big machlekes rishonim, what the halacha is, whether you're going to be chayv or you're going to be potter. What's the halacha? So it's an interesting thing. The Piskei Tshuva brings down the Piskei Tshuva brings down the Sereid, and over here. Just two more things again. And the question he questions what the halacha is. Where is Pesach Tshuva again? It's here, or it's in the other place? I don't remember. No, I think it's here. Anyway, so the Pesach Tshuva brings down one place, and he says that he thinks the halacha is like the Rambam. Remember, he brings down the machlekes over there what the halacha is. Well, my says Mufurish halacha in Shin Hei Sif Dalet. The Rambam brings down Amar Stam Al Menashe L'Schayi Bachar Yusai. Someone says Stam Al Menashe L'Schayi Bachar Yusai. Patur Afilu Mipshir. Save a Rambam. The Rambam passes like the Mordechai. That if a person says I'm not being Mekabel Achray, so you're Patur even from Pshir. Okay. That's Mufurish. Rambam. Rambam work. Yeah, not the Mordechai, the Ramah. The Ramah passes the Maram.
What happened?
Is that
the
Maram? No. The Mordechai is Chelek on the Rabbi Nubarak that the guy Sashi brings down. And he says, you're Potter even from Shia. When you make it tonight. And the Ramah passes the Mordechai that brings down Ramah Rundberg that says, you're Potter even from Shia. That's what seems what the halacha is. The shayla is what's the pshat Rabbeinu Baruch? If you said I don't want to be chayv bachrais pshia, why in the world should be chayv? Shemachinu says he doesn't want to be chayv in pshia. Well, why should he be chayv? So what's the answer? She says two mahalchim. So one is a more lomdish mahalach, and one is more pashut mahalach. What's the two mahalchim? So the first mahalach that's more pashut. It's a Zichron Yosef, right? That's the Tshuva which I'm looking for now, which I can't find in a second. The Zichron Yosef brings down that the Pshat and Rabbeinu Baruch that says Yechayv from Shia is like the Rambam. The Rambam. What's the Rambam hold? The Rambam is the sugi that we're doing now. The sugi that we're doing now is the what's the halacha by Shia. By Avon Sharas Karkais. The Shita of the Rambam is that Pshia is Haru Kamazik, which as you probably saw is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Pshia is Kamazik, it means that you're chayiv to pay anyway. So he says that what's the Pshat? Pshat is Hanish Tatan Be'etzem, you're going to be chayiv to pay, Misvari, you're chayiv to pay for Pshia. Misvari, you're chayiv to pay for the Pshia that happened. Even though the Torah may be popped you from Chivei Shemrim, but Bismara, there's a din that since the Maisa, right, you were a Rashlan, you went ahead and you were negligent in washing the Chayv. So Melech Chayv to pay. So there's a Nesiv wants to say that's a Pshat over here, also in Rabbeinu Baruch. He holds like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Pshia is Kamazik. So Melech Pshia is Kamazik doesn't help to say, I'm an ass, that I'm not going to be Chayv Achri Yusrei. Because that's not enough to pater a mazik. To say I'm an ass, I'm pater for being mazik you. Unless the other person says, no, you can be mazik when you're pater from paying, you're going to be chayiv to pay. So Mamela, halacha is, he says that since the Rabbi Baruch holds like the Rambam, so Mamela, that's why he's mechayiv b'chiyai gafna. That's why the Zichron Yosef says pshat in the Rabbi Baruch. And Mamela, halacha lemaisa, we're going to see, if we don't pass like the Rambam, we're not going to pass like Rabbi Baruch to Zechtim as well. That's why, but there's a Machne Ephraim. This is a different shot. Machne Ephraim says that if once you become a shamer on Achrayas Pshia doesn't have a shame shamer. That's already a much more lomdeship shot. So if you're a shamer, it's not shaykh that you can't be chayav on Pshia. That's what the Machne Ephraim says. He says because every single shamer, so by definition, he has to watch it. If you're going to do rashlonis, then do business can shamer. So the rega you're mechayiv to take upon yourself shmira. So he said bechetza, you can't say that you're pater from shia bichlal. So that's a stira to the kabbalah shmira that you took. So since that's the case, no mila, you can't pater yourself from shia when you say I'm anashin li alavachrayis, and all you mean to pater yourself from some shmira. That's what he says in the Machne Ephraim. That's he said this to machlekes of what the shame shamer is. Machne Ephraim holds that in the chetz of the din shmir is that you have to be chayiv in pshia. On chayiv pshia, since it's felt in the shem shemer. So Melo, that's why you said pshat Rabbeinu Baruch. Because lo maisa doesn't really make a difference.
You still understand? You go on somebody that he's not going to pay me for it, but at least I have somebody watching it. I'm skipping town. I mean, I can wait to watch something.
He's saying that the din pshia is so part and parcel of the din shomer, his own svar. That's what he wants to say. But l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, we say that a person can say al menashe in alay of achrayis, that's going to pater from shiur l'maisa, right? Because we said the Ramah zayshin Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't find anyone that's chaylik. So l'maisa, that's what's going to come out. There's an interesting zach over here. There's a this is an interesting thing. That's the Gabbai Kuda. The Kiveger, the Elul saw this Kiveger from the Birkei Yosef. You saw the Birkei Yosef? Kiveger brings the Birkei Yosef? No? It's a very interesting thing that he brings out of here. He says, I'm going to drop Birkei Yosef. Kiveger reached Staniyav. Abeba Birkei Yosef is Sifre Chasti Ovis. Chasav Reish Perikei to Mesechtis Ovis. Kiveger brings down from the Birkei Yosef in his Perish and Mesechtis Ovis that the same way a person has the ability to go ahead and be Mechayev Hashemer, higher liability, which means a shemachinam can be you can make a shemachinam be masna to be chayef like a shayel like the Mishnah says. Like the Brisa says, duhadin and moiser le dinar kesef. Let's say you give a shemer a dinar kesef. The hisne the yevad if you lose it the isparea shells off. You're going to end up paying him a golden one. The nevad chayef l'sham l'shells off. The chidah learns says that if you give a shamer an object and you want to be mechayiv for the object more than the object is worth, the same way you can be mechayiv a shamer for a higher level of shmira, you can make a shamer chino become a shayel. You can also make a shamer be mekabel on himself a higher chiyuv tashlumim on the chayfetz, even though the chayfetz may be worth much less, but lemaisa you have the ability to be mechayiv in that amount. You hear it makes sense to you. Without a kinyan, the kinyan for sure you can be mechayiv. He's too right. He's saying without a kinyan, with a kinyan you can be mechayiv. You can be mechayiv. And you want to be mechayiv. You want to be mechayiv $500. I'll be glad to be king with you right now. Right? That works. That's not a problem. But we're talking about without a kinyan. So in the same way you can go ahead and be you have bahi ano kinyan. That's what he means to say. For a shamer chinuch to become a shayel, you also have habi hano, and he becomes a shamer to make the person a higher level of shmir. Kibeger says, "Lani yistaki dinze moi pashtu." The yaser naita liftar. Kibeger argues. He says he thinks that you're really potters. What do you think of pshatis? What's pshat over here in Kibeger? Kibeger says you learn the sugya. If a person wants to be mechayiv you on a higher level of chayfetz, a more expensive chayfetz. Then you're watching, it doesn't work. That's what Kiveger says. Why do you think? So you have to think, you have to mom, try to figure out exactly what Kiveger says. It doesn't say why. But I was thinking that maybe the Pshat or Kiveger, why you can't be Mechayiv someone a higher level of Tashlum, Bitzad Chayfetz, is because if you remember, Taisus in Adach Nun Ches has two svaras when we say that you can be Mechayiv without a Kinyan. One is that you're an existing shomer, right? And since you're an existing shomer, you have the ability to move yourself up. And number two, the second svara was that you're making yourself like a shayel. So according to the second tarot of Taisus, zikr you don't have. You're making yourself like a shayel. I'll be mechayiv myself more money. My kesher to making yourself like a shayel. Shayel, do you have the first tarot of Taisus? So I'm not sure whether you have the first tarot of Taisus on Zov, I never was a shomer. I'm a shomer already on Kesef. Once I'm a shomer on Kesef, I can go ahead and be mechayiv myself for Zov. I don't know.
What are we saying about shomer
being mechayiv
on?
We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes.
So it would be the same.
Yeah, was it going to be the same as that? Not sure. Maybe, I don't know. You have to work it out. Why Rav Kiveger doesn't like the why it's not shy for Kiveger wants to say it's not shy for a person to go ahead and be mechayiv himself. A higher chiyuv mominus. Okay. Fine. That is Bnei Geya, patching yourself with the Gamri Yamshi and the Rav Kiveger. What else do we have over here? I'll be masking the chayfins. Okay, we don't have to talk about that so much. Okay, fine. Let's talk about now, before we talk about getting paid, let's talk about the Shaila about Hisnashem Shail Yoschaib Mesmasulacha. Hisnashem Yoschaib Mesmasulacha was a very popular sugya, at least in the last Chabur, because this is a Shaila. What's a Shaila? You have a Shail, someone that borrowed something, and you want to be Machayiv him in Mesmasulacha. You don't want to have to deal the Chlal with any tainas. You lent the guy something, you don't want him to come back to you and tell you that, oh, by the way, I think it was Mesmasulacha. You don't want, no questions asked, you want him to pay you back. So, people, like I said, I mentioned them, I think last week, that people that have gemachim, so then, when the last chabura, I had one guy, last time I gave this chabura, I had one guy that had a phone gemach, and another guy that went down to Svarn. So both of them said that they don't really have time to deal with their gemach, they're glad to help the person out. But if the phone comes out not working, they want the person to pay. If the sefer comes back not in the proper condition, they want the person to pay. They don't want to hear that it was mesmas malach. So they're very interested in hearing how if it's possible to go ahead and be mechayiv a shayel, which every gemach is, you're a shayel, even be meismas malacha. Because since ve'ikar adin we paskin, we swore that a shayel is patur for meismas malacha. Like we'll learn as a shayel, we learn shayel. Why a shayel is patur for meismas malacha? But is it shayach to be mechayiv in any case, or do you need a kinyan? Because b'der klav and these gemachim, they don't do kinyanim. They lend the phone, saharaba, thank you very much. There's no kinyan be'etzem to be mechayiv more. There's no kinyan sutter. No one's taking off their yarmulkes and making a kinyan sutter when they borrow a cell phone, right? So that people don't do that. He wants to know whether dosalein, whether you can say, well, could you just tell the guy, by the way, you're going to be chayiv to pay whatever happens. Then you have a kibul alav. And the shayla is whether you need a kinyan or you have a bahi hana. When you're masin the shayla, it's chayv v'meis masin malachas. So the ksais clears the shayla shindem. The ksais says it's totally the two tourism of taisis I just mentioned a second ago. According to the tarets of taisis, that says once you're a shaymer, so that you don't need a kinyan anymore. Only by the sharskar place where you're not a shaymer at all, there you need a kinyan. So there the halacha says the ksais, you would not need a kinyan. Liyos kishemer, liyos shayel, liyos chayv v'meis masin malachas. Hashem can go into the tarets that says you have to be like a shayel in order to be mechayev, in order not to make a kinyan. Here, where you're already a shayel and you're trying to bump yourself to higher liability than shayel, then the nevada says the ksais you'll be the kinyan. That's what the ksais says. The nesivus says the davar nifla. The nesivus over there says that even though the ksais is mesopik, he holds that it's davar pashut. That over here you'd be chayev to pay regardless, not totally enticed at all. Why? So he says the smartness. He says a shtak is smart. He says, Bishwamba by everything else, where the chiv is only mitzah chiv shmir. The only reason why a person is chayv on pshia, and we're the only reason why a person is chayv gneiva aveda, the only reason why a person is chayv on oinsim is only is mischadeshes through the parsha of shemir. That's a chiv that's mischadesh through the parsha of shemir, and that's it. You have to be a shemir in order to be chayv on pshia, gneiva aveda, and oinis. Without the parsha of shemir, you're going to be potter. Zokta Nesivis, Mesa Mas Malacha is something that comes about through Ishtamshus HaChefetz. If you're not a Shomer, are you going to be Chayiv by Mesa Mas Malacha? Says the Nesivis, yes, because you're a Sheir Shlomidas. The thing died in your hands, the thing broke in your hands, it doesn't make a difference if it was Mesa Mas Malacha or not, but you had no permission to do the Malacha. So you, being an Inish Dialma, some person with Undidin Shomer, is a Vada going to be Chayiv by Mesa Mas Malacha. So he says, you don't need the parsha of Shomrim to be mechayev of Mesa Mas Malacha, be'etzen. If you're a Shoyel, so then there's a chiddush that you're chayev Mesa Mas Malacha. But if you're not a Shoyel, kal v'chomer you're going to be chayev of Mesa Mas Malacha. So says the Nesivis, the whole tzug of Masne, Liyos, Masne Shemachin, it's Kishayel, Masne Shemachin, it's Kishayel, Masne Shemachin, it's Kishayel, Masne Shemachin, it's Kishayel, all the dental tzug is a chiyuv Shemrim de Kisugya. You want to be mechadish by you, a chiyuv that's only shayev by Shemrim. So Meshe, then you can do it with a Kenyan. So he said, oh, but to make you like a regular guy, that's Pasha you don't need a Kenyan for. And that's all the good, that's all you're trying to do by Masa Elias Kisha Kemetz Mas Malacha. What you're trying to accomplish when you're saying Masa Nesha Elias Kemetz Malacha Mas Malacha is that you are going to be treated like a regular guy, like a regular fellow that's not a Shayim. And that's all that the person's trying to do. Since that's all the person's trying to do, that if not, I can make myself that regular person in Ishti Alma. So the Nesivus about it, you don't need a kinyan. So the Nesivus comes out
that since all you're doing over here is you're not trying to make yourself mechayv yourself a tayras shmira, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put yourself on yourself a chiyuv like a regular person. You're saying, don't be a shayel. You have reshus to use it without tayras shayel. So male, if you have reshus to use it without tayras shayel, the pshat is going to be that you're going to be chayv meis mas malacha because you're going to be you have klapi the chiyuv meis mas malacha. You have a dinner of shal shalmina. So why do you want to do kinyan? Shayel is how we go halacha lemaisa. So the truth is. That's not, that the Rishonim, anyways, most of them bring down the first Taras and Taisis. Like we said, according to the first Taras and Taisis, you don't need a Kinyan either. Right? That's the first step. Lamais the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin said, if you want to make a Shoyal to be Mechayv and Mesa Masum Lacha, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, you don't need a Kinyan. Like the first Taras and Taisis, you also have the Sarav the Nasivis. It's not so schwer to pass like that. Alach lemaisa that if you have a bal gemach that wants to mechayiv some mechayiv malacha, he can mechayiv them without a kinyan, and you don't have to make a special kinyan in order to mechayiv them mechayiv malacha.
Guys, who can't say on
the second Taras and Taisis? Right, that's a shaila. So like the second Taras and say goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gonna. He would have to be a very big lamed in order to do that. To know that I've got the second Taras and Taisis. The shaila is whether you could do that. The mice of the sucks. So I don't know what to tell you. In a makom where the Rishonim really only bring out the first Taras and Taisis, which is that once you have a chiyuv shayrim, so then you can bump your liability up as much as you want. That's the Rishonim go. Besides that, you have the Nesivah that says it's not. You don't have to come on to Taisis Bechlam. So really it's fixed fikul chiyuva, right? Besides that, then you have an Aruch HaShulchan that I was passing that straight out. If a bezin want to be machayev, I would have no timus. You want to say you have a kinyan? I'm sure. I don't know how it would work exactly.
The tzitzit tzar would work for the other shimon as well. Or the tzitzit tzar would that work for the shenasach to machayev on ayinim? Could somebody else would also take would also be machayev on or shemachin of the
not true. Only a shemer is chayev on ayinim. Stam person is never chayev on ayinim. I'm not a shemer. Which some person is also putting the name of it. What my shaykh is that chayvitz?
What you touch while you go near it?
Who? What? Who stole
what?
It?
The key to this dalma by mitzvah tamacha. Obviously, you
I use it.
So
I'm using it by kineva aveda means that I watch someone steal someone else's chayvitz. Of course, I'm putting. Where?
I'm not saying I stole it.
I didn't steal it. I'm not a ganav. I'm watching someone else steal that chayvitz. If I'm not ashamed, I'm putting because I have no shaykh is the chayvitz. The pshat is I'm using it, so I'm going to be chayv if anything happens to it, right? A regular person, but you never by a watcher, someone that's watching something, he never uses it. So in order for him to be mechayv for any chiyuv when he's watching it, he has to be a shomer. If he's not a shomer, then you're going to be potter. Anything that happens to chayv, it's correct. Yes, I know it's poshut. Hashem by a shoyel. If he's stam a person, then he's mechayv mismas mocha because he's not allowed to use it. Anyway, so that's that nekuda. The last nekuda I wanted to discuss is the nekuda that the shach brings down. Now, what's the shach say? The shach discusses when you have a case where a shemer suffers, that means someone's getting paid for watching a chayfetz, and the maisa. He says he only wants to take responsibility like a shemer chinuch, right? He wants the best of both worlds. He wants to be potter from gneiva v'aveda. Besides being potter from gneiva v'aveda, he still wants to remain a shemer sacher. So Shach clears. Let's say a gneiva v'aveda happened, which means that the thing that he pottered himself happened, right? So the shaila is, even though a gneiva v'aveda happened, is he still potter from tashlum? Yeah, in other words, who's potter? Vana the shomer socher became a shomer chinam is going to be potter gneiva aveda because he potter himself from gneiva aveda. Yeah, that's partial. Shaila is does the bal chayfetz have to pay him for the job that he did? Why is the bal chayfetz paying this guy? Bal chayfetz is paying him because he's a shomer chinam. Bal chayfetz is paying him because he's a shomer socher. But grada, he's not going to have to pay if anything happens. But let's say something does happen. The Bala Chayfetz, the Mafkid, won't have to pay for the Shvira that he asked him to do. That is the Shaila. Does everyone hear that? This is the Shaila. Is Mechuyev to pay, yes or no? That's Mefurish Halacha by Karka, Avodim Sharas Karkois. Even though you're Potter from paying by Avodim Sharas Karkois, a Shemer is Potter from paying because it's Nismai from Shvira. But If he's a shemer sachar and avad mishar skar chayis and he messes up, a gneva aveda happens or less, or a shia, the halacha is you don't have to pay for the job that was done. Because the ma'aseh didn't do the job that he was supposed to do. It's also over here, he didn't do the job that he was supposed to do, even though he's patur from paying, but the ma'aseh didn't do the job that he was supposed to do. So the shachrin from the Baran Sosan, the Mara Sosan, that if shemer sachar was mas delius kishemer chiva, and Lamaisa a gneva aveda happened to the chayfet, you don't have to pay him for the job that he did. Okay, that's what the Ma'ar Sosan says, which means that even if, let's say he asked him to the shemir sachar to watch it for a week, right? 5 days into the shmira, it's gone. Gneva aveda, you don't have to pay him bichlal, nothing, even for the 5 days that he watched it. You don't have to pay him at all because Lamaisa, I didn't get any hana from the fact that this chayfetz was watched, because Lamaisa never got back the chayfetz. And wherever the Bailam doesn't get any hana, even though the Shemir put effort into watching the chayfetz for a couple days, you're not going to be mechuyev to pay him. Since Lamaisa, this was lost begromas the Shemir. That's what the Shach wants to tell you in Shin Hei Sivkot Mitz.
But the
reason
is that he defined by the Bailam.
That what?
That even if they break the book, the barrels and everything.
Oh, that's a big decision. Is it
the same as
Chassidus
here also?
Like
I watched it 5 days, so
you
might be different than that.
Vaday wouldn't be different. But
it's the same.
Well,
the nice thing
is
that...
No, but
it depends what's
happening. You're right, so Nebuch, he lost it. It's his fault.
It was Yashris.
No doubt, that was right. If an einus happened to it, then a shemer sachar is potter in, so then you're mechuyev to pay for 5 days. Then 2 days that he didn't work, you're potter from paying, because that's the einus to the baal bais. But here it's an einus of the shemer. So Mamel, since it was the einus of the shemer, einus of the shemer, I mean, it was gneva aveda, the shemer. So Mamel, you don't have to pay him at all. That's the way things work. Now legabe the din the mantel of derech tayvim, which Rabbi Martin just mentioned, which is brought in the sugya at the end of our sefer. About the Harishikulai that were asked to port to ship to bring wine Mimakum Lamakum, and they dropped the barrels, and Lamaisa they didn't have the I think it was Rabbi Yosef, I can't remember who it was, Rabbi Yosef Sheshis, I don't remember. Didn't pay them. So they were munfin up for they wanted to be. There's two steps to the story, right? First, they said pay for the barrels that you broke. So he says, no, you're not going to pay you. So they said, okay, fine, but at least we're not going to pay them. He says, no, you have to pay them for what they did also. That's what it says. So Shai was where we say that, but you know the raid.
That's nice.
Oh, one of the raid about that.
I know there's a raid.
Yeah, there's a raid about that. When you're mechuyev to pay, there is a shos yakov about it. A shos yakov, what?
Chiyuv.
Chiyuv to pay. Yeah, chiyuv of lufnu mishur sadin. There are times that the lufnu mishur sadin is a lufnu chiyuv of mishur sadin. I mean, a chiyuv of velach to vidrocha, whatever you want to call it. There's a chiyuv right there. Sometimes that velach to vidrocha is a chiyuv. There's a famous Magid Mishnah. Mishnah says that there's different dargas in velach to vidrocha. There's a couple of dargs off the drach. There's a Magid Mishnah by Bar Metzra. The Gemara says on Kuf Zayin Bav Mitzia by Bar Metzra. Right? Everyone knows Bar Metzra is. You know what Bar Metzra is? Yeah. Bar Metzra is. It's been the courier from Balach of Bedrachav. Right? That's the Makar of Bar Metzra. So Magid Mishnah asks, Balach of Bedrachav is a Fnum Mishra Sardin. Why am I mechuyev to sell the deer to the neighbor? Why am I mechuyev to? And if I sell to the wrong person, then it's Kilu, he's a Shliach for my neighbor. Akadekach. Right, that it goes to my neighbor. That's it. It's over. So the Magid Mishnah asks, "Well, after drachma is from Mishur Sadin." So he says, "A davar nifla, a nifla that you said in Valacha Bedrachma." He said, "Valacha Bedrachma is a mitzvah chiyuvus." He says, "Mechuyev to Valacha Bedrachma." He said, "There's a handful of times in halacha that Chazal decided that this is something that's a timeless mitzvah. Valacha Bedrachma." He said, "This thing they were mechayev b'tayres Valacha Bedrachma." That most things that are valach v'drachav are things that are totally on the social norms of the day. They're things that sometimes the situation changes. Not always does the application apply. Doesn't always happen. So he said valach v'drachav, the derech klal floats. So since the derech klal floats, Chazal didn't lock in the valach v'drachav. Valach v'drachav is lufnu mishur sadin. Whenever there's something that you feel that you should do a little bit more, a little bit better, That's what you're mechuyev to do. You should try doing it, but it's not a chiyuv. But there are some places the Chazal said this world achmed rachav is something that is always true and always is appropriate. One of them is and one of them is bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is a achmed rachav that was the Chazal were mechayev. They said this is something that the avrachta drachav is mechayev you to do. So another one is this din. So the is this din that if someone does work for you, and he has an unfortunate incident that happens to emsa avayda, that you should pay him for the job that he did. So this has everyone screaming. Well, it's not fair. It's not right. The guy not only did he not do the job, but he broke the thing. So there's a Shos Yaakov. Shos Yaakov says it's only by a blue collar worker. You know the Shos Yaakov. Well, he says that the only time you have to pay a guy like that is that if that's the only job that he can really do. He can't do anything else. He knows what type of person is schlepping barrels. Says this Nebuch. That's the only thing. You know, he can't do any more sophisticated jobs. So Mamela, he's schlepping barrels. So he says that type of person, he says you have to pay. He says, but people that are working in more and more sophisticated jobs, those people there's no din of lamantel over there.
That's a shame.
Huh?
Where is shame?
So that's the question. So it depends on the shamer. If he's just the truck driver, so could be the lamantel over there. But if he's a respectable fellow that happens to be to Mishmir on the side, not necessarily will there be the Bilamat there type of
money. Huh?
Can't
let him reach out and they probably have to pay you.
Right. Okay. It could be. What if they were held up? I assume they have insurance.
Yeah, they take care of insurance.
Can't imagine. Yeah, it's not so. Whatever. So, but it could be that it brings drivers well trained also. I mean, they definitely do a lot of things when the guy comes out of the van. So you ever see them come out?
You sure? You have to pay them.
Huh? You ever see the Brinks guy?
Yeah,
no, you have to watch them one time. You ever saw them come out of the van?
This jumps up.
Yeah, that's a good... What?
This guy doesn't
open the door. No, he doesn't open the door. No. Yeah, the driver comes out, but there's always two guys, right? There's only two guys by Brinks. The other guy is in the back. You don't see him, right? He's with the money. The guy, whatever, it has nothing to do with the guy, the guy, the driver comes out, he faces out. He's looking out. He doesn't turn his back to the Rosh Hashanah. His back is to the truck. He bangs twice on the side of the van, and then the door opens. The sliding door. And before he bangs twice in the van, he takes out his gun. And he looks to the left, looks to the right, looks ahead, and looks up. And then only then he bangs, and then the other guy jumps out with the gun also, and then they lock the door and they go into the store and they pick up the money. It's a whole thing. It's a ganz omnis. I'm not sure that would be.
He is really walking around.
Huh? No, he has a pistol. I don't know if he has a machine.
No, Israel, it's not him. By the bank.
Maybe by the bank.
Delivering money to the Mizrahi bank.
The Uzis. They did what they can do, right? They did all they can do. But Lumaisa, that's a case of Shemar Sachar that's Masna Yos Chayv Oinsen. Mustama. It's Mustaver that they are. It could be Samazai. I suspect that they don't pay. If anything happens, there's an insurance policy that covers anything that's lost, which we didn't deal with Bechlal. When you're dealing with an official company, like we didn't deal with the delivery companies, right? All delivery companies are Shemar Sachar, right? UPS, American Express. So that's an Negea, right? Because they're all Goyim, so whatever it is. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can have it. Where you have these guys, you know, on the motorcycles that do the shlichus for you. Let's say you have a cab driver that you say, call him up and you ask him, you stop by and you give him something to deliver. These guys are Shemar Sachars, right? So what's the story with them? So if it's like an unofficial thing, so then they have regular Nevi Shomer Sachar, and if anything happens, so they're Chayv unless it's an Inus, right? Because they're Shomer, and they're Chayv on Gnei Vav
Avedim. You have to pay them the Teshuvah.
You have to pay them. Who has to pay?
If they lose it,
what's the shayla?
But you have to pay them for the job.
It's a taxi driver, sir.
Shem Rasach doesn't do his job. Whether you have to pay him, so if you don't have to pay him. But the question is, I don't know if you would pay him. If he doesn't know, he's going to come to you and ask. You paid him 25 shekel to bring. You pay a taxi driver to bring something to give out shawls. 45 shekel. Never comes. Guy says, "Oh, I don't know what happened. I forgot about it." And then he picked up someone on the way, you know.
They stole it,
like that type of thing. He's mochid to give back the money to you. That's posh, right? He didn't do their job.
Mirror cleaners.
Yeah, mirror cleaners. We discussed this. It's a complicated shayla. It's a problem with the mirror cleaners. You're accepting that they're going to put it back in the room, right?
It gets lost before that, little
thing. Hey, I don't know. You can't prove it. It's going to be hard to prove. If you go, don't talk about the mirror cleaners. Talk about regular cleaners. A regular cleaner that loses your object. And you don't have to pay for the dry cleaner then.
Why not?
Of course not, because you didn't.
Get your shirt.
That's halacha. You don't have to. They did the job, but I didn't get anything from the job.
Also the barrels of wine.
The question is whether the shadows of the Avon Deir Tevim over there. Let me stop this. I don't think about Deir Tevim. It's a whole business.
What does that mean?
It's not schleppers that are doing that Pasha don't have any food. It's before the Pshat was, is they were day workers, and this was their parnasa for the day. Yeah, it has to do with it. All these things go into the cheshvan.
Taylor, maybe.
I don't know. You'd have to work it out. But Lamaisa, definitely. Forget about what they'll tell you. It's over Pasha. If a dry cleaner loses your stuff, if they're Tevea for the dry cleaning job, it's a chutzpah naira. Right? No, and halachically it's a chutzpah stam, and halachically it's unacceptable. Right? And there has to be for your shirt. Your shirt.
Yeah. But unless it's not to return to you, then we'll have to clean it.
Who cares?
The
shirt is
not
damaged
in the shirt. The damage is your shirt.
Well, anyway, but it does make a difference because there's tanoim, right? When you sign away, when you give your stuff in, they say they'll pay ten times the value of the dry cleaning.
Oh yeah,
that's what it says on the shtar.
You serious?
Yeah.
I never seen a shtar
on the paper. Yeah, they give you, they rip off the paper and they give you a paper.
That's that receipt.
You see?
Says what it says.
Not the money receipt. The receipt that they write your name down.
Oh, your stub.
Stub.
Where do you go in?
They don't give you anymore.
No.
On that stub, but you're Makaba on that stub. It says that they'll pay you 10 times the value of the dry cleaning job. So buy a shirt now. How much does it cost to dry clean a shirt?
10, 12,
10.
Depends if you pay by the mirror now. There, individual is like 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, 120 shekel.
Up to
100. So depends what kind of shirt you have.
And how used it is.
Whatever. Yeah. So that's the story with that. Now the thing is, so what's the rate over here with the shomer? Well, you have a shomer sachar that became a shomer chinam. The shach paskins, they don't have to pay him if a gnei vavei that happens, because he compares it to a case of avodah b'sharas harakos where you're patur from shmirah. Chiyuv Yishmira, and still you don't have to pay him if anything happens. So the Machne Ephraim says that it's Einei Daimei. He says a davar Nifla. What's Machne Ephraim say? Machne Ephraim Tain is that the reason why by a Shomer and a Avad Mishar Sfer Kais you don't have to pay when a Pshia happens why the Baal don't have to pay the why the Baal don't have to pay the shemer if shia happens? It's because the etzem you're a shemer there.
Oh, what?
There's a gzeres hakasa that you're potter from chiyuvim. The gzeres hakasa that we saw ki dinish roiyach kesel kein lishmar. It's called kram hala that punishes you from paying. But a shemer you are. Okay, you definitely are a shemer. That's what the Machaneh Efraim wants to say. Masha'in came over here. In the Masa Shemer Sachar Lis Kishemer Chinam. What's the guy saying? The guy's saying, I don't want to be a Shemer Sachar, I want to be a Shemer Chinam. So the Mela, the Chiv of a Shemer Chinam is only to watch it from Shia. So he's a Shemer Chinam that Grana is getting paid. So the Vite, the Gneva Aveda, all that happens is Gneva Aveda, says the Machna Fram Mukhiv to pay him. Shaky by Vodm Shtar Skarkois, the Pshad is your Shemer Sachar, but you're putter from paying for the Gneva Aveda to happen. But you're a Shemer Sachar. And if you want to get paid, you have to do your job. If you don't do your job, you're going to be put from paying. Mashiachin over here, it's not pshat that you're a shemer sacher. You're a shemer sacher was gemach to shemer chinam. You're a real shemer chinam. Shemer chinam, Bavana, he's going to get paid as long as he didn't do something that was a pshia. That's what Machna Ephraim says. Do I have a achra? I'm not sure. Okay, so that basically wraps up the sugya of limiting liability and accepting high liability mitzat shemer sugya of tonight. Okay, now the next sugya that we're doing, I want to make a hashlama of this one. The next sugya is the sugya of Avad Mishtaras Karkalis. Okay, the sugya of Avad Mishtaras Karkalis is a very big sugya. It'll take us a couple weeks to do them because there's a lot of books. I want to do the marmakayim I gave out already for this week was a kolistika marmakayim, which means which are marmakayim that are kolis lagabi the kolos of Avad Mishtaras Karkalis. That's the marmakaimus that you're working on now, and then the next marmakaimus is a long marmakaimus. The next marmakaimus is investigating the story with shmira on children. The sugya of babysitting I want to do next. And the next after babysitting, I want to do shtaris. Shtaris is credit cards, like I said, credit cards and
bonds,
lottery tickets, checks, right? Any types of cash, dollar bills, all those things we want to do. And then there's karka, renting a house, what you're chayv on. If you're borrowing your house. You can't have a house stolen, but right. You can have things broken in the house.
You can't have a house stolen,
right? What?
You can't stay in your house because your house is stolen.
Right, the house is not going to be stolen.
So we put a house on it.
What?
The trailer, though. It's not stolen.
Forget it.
Someone's been squatters in your house, it's not stolen.
No, come on.
Squatters, right? It's someone's been squatters in your house.
It's not called stolen.
Even though you have to go to Bezdin for the next 10 years to get your house.
Yeah,
but then it's there.
So no, it didn't walk away. Okay. So then that's karka. And the last thing before
it's there, right on top of your house.
Huh?
So there, right on top of your house, like you have
roof rates. It's called.
Yeah, roof rates.
Yeah, whatever. Roof rates.
So someone to there.
Yeah, what's that to do with showing room?
He's stealing your karka.
Oh, he's stealing the schos. He's not stealing karka. That's a separate.
He built your third floor. You take it yourself.
No, he built two floors on top of you and he takes himself to bed.
Yeah, so he stole your schos. Schos, the schos moment. It's avir. So he stole your avir.
You're
supposed to have here. Building out my presses and taking things like that from the Shul's Mishtefes. It's not a Shem Shail.
He's
going to
build a lock in front of his door now and go in.
Yeah. So, the last thing that I want to do before we hit Shail is Shmir on Staka. Right, that's the whole sugya also, right? So that there's a gemara above a kama that ponders people that are watching stuff. So those are the four sugyas I have to go through before we have the ability to move on to shayel. Those four peturim. So the first thing is a general thing. So I want to just talk a little bit about it today, and then I'm going to give out my kindness bezes Hashem on shmiras ben chayer. Shmiras ben chayer is a pretty involved sugya about whether. When the Gemara says that Avodin are hukish like Karkalis and Karkalis is not metalto, so when it says Avodin, does it mean also your child? What's considered Avodin that's hukish like Karkalis? Does it mean even a Ben Chayrin, even a regular kid? all those halachas, we have to be mavar. We're going to have to go through all the different problems, whether it's shayach to mechayev a babysitter or mechayev a parent for shmir zuvadav. Anyway, so. Yeah, but you're taking you're being kabbal shmir. It's keep kabbal shmir. Don't know what that is. So the first thing I just want to mention a couple of things about the sugya, just sugya that we're doing, just the haskol of the sugya, and that is whether, even though there's a din that the Gemara brings down, the Mishnah brings down, that the halacha is when it comes to avad mishares karkoi, since it says ki tim bishari uketzav akelim lishmar, so we say it's coming to be mamaya davar matatul gufay mamon. Davar matatul is coming to be mamaya karka, gufay mamon is coming to be karka avadim, and gufay mamon is coming to be mamaya shtaros. So the shita to Rambam is that even though that's true, that's going to be mamaya, the things of shia you're chayiv on. Why you chayiv on shia? Why chayvan apshia? So the var is because the svara has nothing to do. The Rambam, Lashon Rambam, pshia is kemasik. So the first thing that we have to be mavar is when we say that pshia is kemasik, what in the world does that mean? So tzavar pashin, that's what the Rambam probably saw already, and the Nesiva speaks it out, and all the Achrenas speak it out, that pshia ru kemasik doesn't mean classic masik. Classic masik means that anyone that does anything to the chayfetz that's masik something, be a diamond's chayef. Masik is a chiyav. That's a kol yisrik a chiyav b'chol ha'ilum kula. Sheikin, pesheya is only a chiyav that shaykh to a shayma. So all pshia b'dar klal is a grama. Like I said, leaving open the door to a house is a pshia. The only one that's chayav on leaving the door open to a house is a shaymer, no one else. So then the Rambam would call that pesheya kemasik. The pshat is, it's like a mushal. The same way masik you're chayav on, regardless of who you are, also pshia, you're going to be chayiv on as long as you're a shamer, regardless of who you are. So the pshita, that's going to be the case. That without a kinyan, without a kinyan shmira, there's no, the sugya doesn't start. You have to have a kinyan shmira. Once there's a kinyan shmira, then we can start clearing, oh, are you chayiv on pshia, even though we're talking about avodah mishares karkoyis, or are you not chayiv on pshia? The Rambam says you're chayiv on pshia, and it brings kama raya to the inyan, and the Ramah. The Ramah brings in the Raivid, Afanar, Paskins like that, Paskins the Mazik, the Shia is not Kamazik, and you're Potter from Shia. That's 2 days from Shinal Sif Aleph. Shinal Sif Aleph brought 2 days, Yish Machayv and Yish Patrin, by Mazik of Shia, the Ramah Paskins, Zachi Kamel, and you're Potter. And also the Pisna Chiva brings down Barichos brings down that the Stoa the Halacha is that by Avod Mishar's Karkois, you're Potter even on Shia. Right? That's basically what the anhoga is. Anhoga is the pater even from Shia. By Shia. Like the Shach passes like the Rambam. The Shach passes like the Rambam, says you're chayv by Shia. Bachi Kamla, and he brings all the rayas that you pass like the Rambam. Lamaisa, Reivach Reinim, Paskin not like that. Because the Tshuva brings down Reivach Reinim Paskin, that there's no chayv Shia even by Avon Sharas Kakais. So, Allah, Lamaisa, I never heard by Avon Sharas Kakais anyone being mechayv like the Shach. I never heard. Sorry. Never anyone being chayv because the later even though it's a shach, but since the later achrayim, what? There's a lot to say there. Yeah. The later achrayim all are machmir not like the shach, and the Ramah bichlolim also passes not like the shach. So mameila, it's misvek the dina as they say, as the achrayim say misvek the dina lo yatzah. Huh? Who said the question is whether money is gufay mamon or not?
The checks.
The bank loses a check. Check him, shoot your potter off.
Your potter?
Yeah. Personal checks.
Well,
just listen, we're going to deal with checks. We'll deal with checks. Household items are not considered karka. House is a machlokes rishonim because the house is a machlokes rishonim because house is talush b'sag chibra. What's that mean? What's talish is a chibra? At one point, the house was not attached to the ground, correct?
Yeah, but that's not.
It wasn't a house wall, was it?
Right? Right, it was just a pile of bricks.
That means it's not considered karka now?
Correct. That's a shot. Talish was a chibra. So we'll see. This exciting.
Slapped after karka.
Right.
Well, the biggest thing is you ruins your crops.
Huh? Ruins your crops. Oh, yeah, very good.
So, how about the case of Shema? Right. Teaching the case of.
If you're Mazik Biadayan, then you're fine.
Mazik Biadayan,
Mazik Biadayan. How about the case
of Shema? Yeah, right?
Panther is Kumar, as I say, Kumar.
Why are you Shema?
Why are you Shema? Because he's watching it.
Doing what?
Because people are not going to come in. He's a scarecrow. What do you think he is? That's right. That's all he's doing. If you do a kinyan, that's a different story. But without a kinyan, in a chanami, that's all they're doing. That's the mile of having a shemar on sharks and karkos. You give someone a check because you can't hold on to it right now. It means that he's going to put it out through Shusar Rab. It doesn't mean that.
Could be put out through Shusar Rab and be higher than the Seer stuff. The Seer is in Shinaw, Sif Al, Sif Khan Al. Right?
I think it was Karkov.
That's
it, right? No. If you damage Karkov, you're a Dayim, so then you're going to be Potter. You're going to be Chayiv anyway.
What's Greva Veda then?
The case is, if you're, let's say you're hired to watch, you're a watchman for a field. If something happens to the crop, you're potter.
If someone
digs holes in the karka, you're potter. Right? So mazik is chayiv, but the shemer, even though normally he'd be chayiv, normally you would say he should be chayiv because he didn't watch it well, and if shia happened that someone came in and destroyed the stuff, but he's potter for paying. The Baal Bayis has to go find the mazik to try to get the money. We'll talk about all the different cases. There are plenty of cases in a bayis where it's shaykh to be chayiv.
So the case in California where it falls to the sea, it's like
it falls to the sea with the whole karka. Yeah, it's an idus.
That's nothing yet. That's for sure. No, the main shayla, I'll tell you we'll learn up the main shayla. The main shayla is like an air conditioner. An air conditioning unit, what's the halach of an air conditioning unit? It's mechuz l'karka or not? It's just attached with a couple of bolts, right? Onto a frame. So shayla is what that is in of karka. Let's say you're shimer on that and it breaks. Or cabinets where you just have a couple of screws holding it into the wall. What's the halach? Or a mezuzah that just nailed into the thing. Is that considered mechuz l'karka?
Huh? Dining door.
On hinges.
On Shabbos, not
chayim. My kesher.
Okay.
Oh, also it's binyan bekarka, but who says that's then a mechuz l'karka?
Some
people
say an oven.
Oven, kind of oven, built in or not built in?
Not built in.
It's metal.
Built in. They don't
have to be tied. On the Tanur, they were mechayv tefila.
What?
Could be selling 40 sa. An oven's not 40 sa.
What is like
fridges? Some fridges.
40 sa is like a.
They say, we'll talk about 40 sa. We'll deal with 40 sa when we just look at. But they say farm shrank sometimes. Some of them are 40 sa. I don't think an oven is 40 sa. 40 sa.
The fridge is not 40 sa.
Math
oven. Fridge got to be 40 sa. It's 3 ounces or 1 ounce, right?
The fridge
is 3 ounces or 1 ounce. Depends on, for sure.
Yeah,
the fridge
downstairs.
Yeah? I don't know.
But there's parts that are filled in with the separation of the fridge, it's complicated.
I would still say it's
good. Okay, Lamaisa, fine. So that's the story of Pshia. But the site is, the main site over here is that except for we're going to see, I don't know if the Ilm saw the Meshavim, when you see the Meshavim, you'll see it's a very Mechudeshas. But Kipshutai Roy Vachroinim hold that the only time you can be Chuy Bitzav Shia Kamazim is only if you make a Kin Shmir. If you don't make a Kin Shmir, then even the Rambam is going to pat you. The only time to have the Rambam as a player to Mechayivim Shia by Avadim Sharas Karkois is only if you're a Shimer. Because at the end of the day, Shia by Avadim Sharas Karkois is only Mitaych the Chumra, Mitaych the Din of Shimer. The Din of Shimer, we're going to be Potter. We're going to see. We're going to see. You'll see. There's a Meshavim Sias that maybe argues on that. The Ksais brings that over there. But Chutz Mizeh, I think Rav Rubadah Achrayim hold that you need a Kinyan Shmir for the Rav to be Chayv. Like I said, it's not Nageh so much Alach Lamaisa. It's Alach Lamaisa. Anyways, we pass on like the Rav. I'm mainly going to be Pater from any Pshia that happens by Karka and Avodim Sharas, Karka and Avodim and Shtaras. So it's not saying again, but there are going to be cases. So there may be cases where it could be that there will be chiyuvim. So anyway, so we have to go through all the cases. So just go through this, the finish up the yisoidus and pshia, And we'll have the next sugya waiting. We're going to do the sugya of Avodim. Avodim next. It'll take a week for sure. Okay? Fine. What? Who's going to be here? I don't know. I'm not going to be here for a couple days next week. So I'm not sure. I'm not going to be here Thursday next week. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether I'm going to bring. I'm going to bring in a guest speaker or not. I haven't decided yet.
Who's
bringing Ali? I don't know. Either
Ali or Yitzhak, maybe.
No, it's a bit of a...
What? Tell the Khalil, I'm okay.
Who's Ali?
It's last day. I got a Ben already.
Yeah.
Oh.